the rest of the story. I am a PGA touring professional. For three seasons, I was the best golfer in the whole world. I won the Masters at the age of 27. I won two consecutive U.S. Opens, three Western Opens back to back to back. Even in the tightest tournament situations, I was never once nervous. I could control the ball as only few who have ever played the game. Who am I? I am Ralph Goldall. Ralph who? You never heard of Goldall, you say? Well, that's not surprising, but the incredible reason is the rest of the story. In 1939, the immortal Bobby Jones wrote, quote, Ralph Goldall's record to date, even if he does nothing more in tournament golf, will entitle him for all time to rank among the great players of the game. Jones' statement proved prophetic, because following the 39 Masters, Ralph Goldall did practically nothing more in tournament golf. Oh, he kept trying. But by 1940, the once magnificent golf stroke could produce nothing better than a weak hacker-grade slice. Paul Runyon paired with him in the Phoenix Open and reported in amazement, Ralph could not start the ball far enough to the left to keep the ball out of the trees on the right. In no time, the number one golfer anywhere was selling insurance. After that, he got a job as a golf director at a country club in Tarzana, California. Fortunately, he enjoyed the latter position, which he held until the day he died in 1987 at the age of 75. And just as happily, he lived to be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. But at the induction ceremony, the same questions were whispered that Ralph Goldall had overheard for four decades. Who is this guy? And how could he have been so good and then just disappeared? As astonished as anyone was his pal Sam Snead. Nobody's short game was better, Snead observed. Nobody could concentrate on the course like Ralph. But then Sam recalled one sad episode after Goldall's fall from Olympus, in which the latter's wife Laverne begged Snead, please come help her husband, who by then appeared utterly, alarmingly mystified, even by how to place his hands on the golf club's grip. Ralph Goldall was beyond anyone's help by then. For you see, by his own admission, Ralph never learned to play golf. Never learned. His game just sort of evolved as he played it. Even after he rose to the pinnacle of the sport, he never thought much about how he swung the club. But then something happened, something which could not have wrecked his remarkable career more thoroughly if it had been plotted intentionally. For Ralph Goldall, after winning the 1939 Masters, outsmarted himself. You've heard of paralysis through analysis. Thinking too much about how you play the game, suddenly you can't play it? Not even the greatest are immune. Nor was Ralph Goldall. Because at the topmost top of his game, Ralph decided to write an instruction book. A book on how to play the game he seemed to know better than anyone. But after writing it, he, the self-appointed savior of duffers everywhere, now golf's forgotten genius, never took another pure stroke in his life. The lethal volume was entitled Groove Your Golf. And yet because of the extreme, sometimes bewildering self-examination it required of its author, Ralph Goldall grooved himself straight into oblivion. And now you know the rest of the story.